to those that are empaths or feel like they have spiritual gifts right now. This is your time.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creators, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder.
Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Longboat Key, Florida. Today's guest is joining us from Los Angeles, California. We have got Lisa Thomas in the house. Lisa, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yes, super excited to have this woman on the show today. I first met her at a women's entrepreneur event for 7-8 and 9-figure business owners. And when I first heard her talking about, you know, the role that DNA and epigenetics play, you know, with our inherited energy patterns, I was like, wait, what? Epigenetics and DNA? And as I learn more about your work, you know, I've had the honor of getting to know you over these last many, many months. And it's been truly a pleasure to see all the magic that you bring. So really excited to have her on the show. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Lisa, she specializes in working with business leaders to dramatically enhance their success and performance. And, you know, I know you focus a lot really on increasing revenue by releasing inherited patterns of money struggle, limiting beliefs, fear of success in public speaking, procrastination, stagnation, all these different things. But I know also just providing this platform for leaders to be, you know, seen, heard, and acknowledged. And, you know, I firsthand have gotten to witness it myself. So for those of you that are really ready to make a breakthrough and a shift on today's show, we've got a lot of goodness in store. So Lisa, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out. And
no, you nailed it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for those that are, you know, wondering a little bit more about epigenetics and particularly inherited DNA, limiting belief patterns. Mm-hmm. Let's just define the world we're playing in. So we've got a bit of a frame for, you know, what this is and maybe what it isn't.
Perfect. Each of us inherit our own DNA code. It's unique to each individual, and we cannot change that. For example, we can't change within the DNA how tall we are. We're born, you know, at our height. We cannot change the color of our eyes, green, blue, brown. But within the DNA is how it is expressed, and that's what's called epigenetics. So the epigenetics is based on the life experiences of our ancestors. It gets handed down in our cell memory. So it can show up as the fear of failure. It can show up as procrastination. It can show up as our belief around money and our belief about what success looks like. But the beautiful thing is, epigenetics, they're called informational tags. These beliefs or these inherited traumas and patterns are informational tags, and they can be released. Those can be changed. So how we show up in the world, our transformation, our hopes and dreams can manifest more easily when these patterns are released within the bloodline.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those that are also wondering, even identifying these inherited energy patterns, because I know a lot of people who tune in, they've done work in various different domains, mm-hmm. yet they still come up against these same ceilings or these yeah. same blocks in these particular mm-hmm. areas. How do you work with that? And how do you start to recognize that in someone? And how can they recognize that in themselves?
They would recognize it. Good question. They would recognize it in themselves if they keep repeating it. So let's use an example of love, where you keep repeating the same pattern of attracting the same type of partner into your life with a different face. Right? The same emotionally unavailable, or that person that cheats, or that person that lies to you, or that person that shows up as the knight in shining armor but does not live up to that expectation. Those can be an inherited pattern. It might show up in relationships within the family dynamics. We can inherit family drama or a mother-daughter relationship that's complicated, and you go and you look at the grandmother and the daughter relationship. Oh, well, that was complicated too. Those are inherited patterns. Or let's say financially, you hit a financial ceiling, and you can't seem to break that financial ceiling. Those can be inherited patterns. And, you know, Jules, I also want to add here, though, there's no fault here in the lineage. Like, nobody did anything wrong to inherit this, and mm-hmm. parents don't pass it down on purpose. This isn't bad karma. This isn't past life stuff. This is just how life is, how we landed on planet Earth and what we took on. That's really what this boils down to. So if an individual is noticing that every time they get close to success, they don't return phone calls. That's a pattern. They don't take action in sending those emails out. They don't send action in setting up or hiring somebody to set up that landing page to do online sales. That's a pattern, because they might have a fear of what success looks like. They might have a fear of being too busy, a fear of life being out of balance. Those are stories. Those are not truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that's work that you do in helping clear some of those. And, you know, I want to talk for a second about really, you know, even someone's own thinking in relationship to those. And I know mm-hmm. you've done a lot of work in how to really change these maybe negative, you know, neuro pathways into yeah. lasting positive thinking in particular mm-hmm. areas. Can you talk about that and, you know, offer some of our listeners, if they're noticing that, you know, in themselves, something they can offer in looking at it deeper?
Absolutely. Our subconscious knows everything about us. And I really believe the subconscious, which is also called the ego mind, gets a bad rap. Because really, the ego is trying to support us. It's trying to protect us. It wants the very highest good for us. This is the problem. It doesn't know the truth from the lie. It knows what we believe. It also doesn't know the positive from the negative. Now, that might sound like completely counterintuitive there, because cognitively you know what's good and what isn't. But the subconscious operates on a different level. And so you have to teach it. So pay attention to your thoughts. And something that I love to teach and help my clients with is to retrain their brain. Because once you begin the process, it's life-changing. So for example, if you notice yourself going into a negative thought pattern, do you talk negative to yourself? Do you call yourself dumb for doing certain things? Do you live in hindsight and call yourself out that you should have, could have done that better, right? You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Then the way to change that is to teach your brain that that's a negative thought pattern. But you can't say, okay, brain, quit talking to me negatively. You have to teach it what a thought is. So for example, this is what you say. So everybody get a piece of paper out, because here we go. Write this down. When you have that negative thought, you have to call it out. And this is what you say. Cancel, cancel. Only love is spoken here. Cancel, cancel. Only love is spoken here. That way it disrupts it. It's a disrupting pattern. And it helps you get out of the negative neural pathway. And with time, that will close. So cancel, cancel, only love is spoken here is a life changer. The brain will stop talking that way when it realizes that that is not love. Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, keep going.
Well, and so it's kind of cool. There's a little bit of a story. So I'll give you a backstory on this. And I was working with clients that were living in this negative neural pathway. And I literally went to my guardian angels and I'm like, I need help with this, because me releasing patterns is helping their life, but their thought pattern isn't changing. And in order to really transform life, you have to change your thoughts. 2 a.m. within 2 days of asking that question to the collect to my guardian angels, I'm awakened and I hear Lisa, wake up and write this down. Why they do it at early mornings, that's a whole nother topic, Jules. But I get up, I write it down, and I actually keep a piece of paper by my bed now. And they say, write this down. And this is the visual I got. And I get it when I'm helping my clients. It's from an old Star Wars movie. And Luke Skywalker is in his own fighter plane. And he's in between two buildings. He's down in like you don't see any light. There's these two tall buildings and they're narrow. And he's being shot at from planes coming behind them, behind him and in front of him. But then within the walls, these guns come, you know, like big barrels come out and shoot at him. Well, that's the negative neural pathway of the brain. So you're constantly being berated by these thoughts about who you are. And here's Luke in his plane, just trying to navigate between all these negative thoughts. And that makes sense. So when you say cancel, cancel, only love is spoken here, it lifts you out of that negative neural pathway. And with time, those walls will close and a new pathway, positive pathway develops. But you have to teach your brain what a negative thought is by telling it what a positive thought is.
Unconventional Lifers, are you ready to take your life and business to the next level? Come join us in Patagonia this December for a total solar eclipse. We have rented out a private piece of land overlooking the river, overlooking the volcanoes, with different hot springs, stages, and various other things for a 5-day business and life accelerator. If you are ready to make 2020 and 2021 the year that you said yes to yourself, head over to entrepreneurship.voyage/Patagonia to get all the details. Hope to see you there. Now, I know you've worked with a lot of different clients, whether it's been helping certain clients, you know, get, you know, $10, $20 million plus deals with Netflix or whatever it might be, you know, where we're breaking this down on a small scale, what has a big ripple of impact. And I've seen it. And you know, I think, you know, for those, even more, you know, words are so powerful. And it starts with, as you said, recognizing these and then, you know, that cancel, you know, only love is spoken here. Can you talk more about your relationship to the power of words? And particularly, you know, we've been in this environment where, you know, there's been a lot of uncertainty, a lot of challenge with money. It can feel like a lot of stuck energy. It can just feel like a lot. And I find even myself, I have to catch myself sometimes from perpetuating it from what, you know, I'm speaking. And so can you speak to that a little bit, particularly in the climate we've been in?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with words, right? So this is something that might be new to your listener and it might not, because it's more of it's more of a realization now, but every word in the dictionary has a vibration. It's actually a megahertz. And so, for example, shame, which I find most often to be inherited first, but the word, just the word shame carries a very, it's the lowest vibration. As opposed to that would be the high vibration of love. So when we think certain words, our vibration will attune to that. Now, what gets really creative though, or what happens is we inherit these emotions. And so when you clear them, then it allows your own energy vibration to stay higher longer. So by clearing words from the energy system and from the physical body, it allows transformation. So now let me give you an example. Going in this present time, there's been a lot of people that have felt scarcity and being controlled, right? Nobody wants to be controlled. So this can actually be an inherited feeling, an inherited experience, an inherited trauma within the lineage. And we don't have to go far to find that. We can just go back to the Great Depression. Now, right? Scarcity, they lived in scarcity. Scarcity of jobs, people stealing bread and going to jail over stealing a piece of bread, right? Where, and that's being triggered now. So maybe somebody's never really felt scarcity until right now. And it's been activated by this isolation, by the COVID-19. I believe that people have even been acting counterintuitive to who they think they are and feeling like they need to hoard things. Well, it's really that trauma of what happened maybe 2, 3, 4 generations ago in the Great Depression. But you can clear those feelings. You can clear that. And so you don't feel triggered in these situations and can be in flow.
I love that. And, you know, I've seen that. I know you talk about spiders as a phobia, an inherited phobia around spiders.
And that's really true. With spiders, you, and maybe you, Jules, I know that I kind of looked into it because I've had a fear of spiders. I don't now because I've worked on it, but I was just born with this fear of spiders. And so why is that? Why can someone have a fear of spiders when they've never really encountered or been bit badly, like nobody's really died? Well, it can be that your great-great-great-grandfather out in the woodpile chopping wood got bit by a black widow, you know, that liked to hide in those areas, dark, cool areas, and got really sick. There are people that are allergic to spider bites, and they come close to dying. And so that trauma energy got passed down, you know, to his son, to his mother, and you know, it just goes down the lineage. And here you are born on planet Earth with this fear of spiders, but not knowing why you have a fear of spiders. It's an inherited trauma, inherited phobia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you've got several different programs. One, Unconventional Lifers, we're going to talk about after the rapid fire round coming up here in a little bit, around, you know, clearing inherited patterns, whether it's around money, whether it's around trauma, whether it's around, you know, indecisiveness and all these different things. But before we get there, you know, I want to talk about being an intuitive, because I know that's a word that you identify with is being an intuitive. And I think there's a lot of us, whether you call empaths or whether you call feelers, you know, including myself, who have additional gifts. And these gifts, you know, historically haven't been designed for the modern world in the sense of like claiming them, owning them. Right. Even some of you listening to this, so like, she does what? She clears inherited DNA tags. Yes, she does. And it works. For those that, you know, are really looking at that label in themselves, can you speak a little bit, if we kind of zoom out for a moment, just about your journey to really arriving in the seat and the hat that you wear now? You know, I imagine for a long time, it's been, you know, something that, you know, that have been a gift of yours, but to actually recognize that gift and cultivate it, and then ultimately, you know, be impacting people in the way that you are with that gift. If you could just speak to that evolution a little bit, and maybe from the lens of someone who has their own gifts, how they might find more freedom in embracing those expressions.
I love this question, Jules, because I believe right now, this is a huge spiritual awakening time and transformation time. And those people that are born with these gifts are really saying, what's my purpose in life? And you're being awakened to, okay, well, where am I supposed to show up? Why was I born at this time? And where do I, what am I, what's the meaning in all this? So a little bit about my background. If you're familiar with clair gifts, which are really just spiritual gifts, clairsentient, clairaudient, right? I'm an individual that has all the clair gifts. I'm not missing any of them. Okay, so that is a blessing and a burden. And as a little girl, I was born into a family where they didn't know what to do with me. Now, they actually come through my father's side, but they didn't manifest in my father because he just shut that down. Okay. But I had a mother who believed me. She understood that I saw spirits. She understood that I was just so frightened. She used to say, Lisa, if I could do anything for you, I would help you not to be afraid of your own shadow. Right. And so she understood me. I could look at, as a little girl, I could look at people and say, Mom, they're not healthy. They're sick. And she would quiet me and say, Lisa, please don't say that. Please don't let people hear you. Now, her intention was to protect me, right? And I understand that as an adult. But as a little girl, what happened with that is I'm not safe to express myself. I'm not safe. I'm different. So I spent the majority of my life a true misfit, cycling in this low energy and not knowing what to do. Like, I would literally pray to God that he would like, why did you do this to me? Why did you make me this way? I don't want to know about people's lives. I don't want to pick up on what's going on in their life. Will you please change it? And no, he never changed it, or whoever God is never changed that. Okay. Universe, source. And so I really felt like a misfit. I am an empath as well as a clairsentient. So for your audience, I'd like to really explain the difference between the two, because an empath is someone, and I believe empaths right now are going, bring on isolation. I love isolation, right? Mm-hmm. So you're an empath. If you go into a group and you can only be in a group for like 10 minutes, you're like, I'm out of here. I can't handle all the energy in here. If you can identify what's happening, that's what something you would say to yourself. You're an empath if you feel like when you watch the news or any TV, you identify with what's going on. And it's like you can feel how they feel, all right? But the thing is with an empath is they take it on as their own. And this is where the subconscious comes in. Within 10 seconds of picking up, like my favorite story, Jules, is you're in the grocery store and you walk by somebody in the apple section and you recognize that they're having a really bad day. Say your energy fields cross each other, or you just pick it up. Either way, by the time you get to the potato section, you all of a sudden, your energy is dropped. You've taken their energy in, yours is dropped, and all of a sudden you don't feel good. But the subconscious doesn't remember that it was somebody else's, and it's taken it on as your own. So empaths carry the life burdens of other people. It's right. There is a way to get rid of that. Okay. But now a clair, but on the flip side, clairsentient is somebody who senses and understands the feelings of others, but doesn't own it. They're able to see it like from a bird's eye view and know that, okay, that's what's going on. So people use empath as an all-encompassing word, but it's really not. You can be a clairsentient and be an empath, but you're going to be aware of when it happens and know, okay, I need to clear my energy because this isn't mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know you do actually work with a lot of empaths and even those that identify or not identify, mm-hmm. but particularly these leaders. And, you know, how do you go about clearing the bank, right? Clearing the tank, if you will, of what you're holding, and curious if you've got a practice around that that you can share, or if, you know, you would be willing to take us through a very quick clearing on our podcast, which I don't know if you've ever done group clearing on a podcast. But.
I absolutely have, and I can do both. I want to add something to those that are empaths or feel like they have spiritual gifts right now. This is your time. And if you feel like you're a healer, you feel like you want to take a step in that direction, I really want to encourage you to do it. So for me, what I did is I studied a lot of different things, and then I ended up kind of doing my own thing. And I learned how to clear my energy. But what makes me different than a lot of people is that I use kinesiology. So I muscle test your body. Your subconscious talks to me. I get into deep theta there. And your body gives me my answers. So you see, the difference is me hearing an ancestor does not mean that I'm going to do what they tell me to do, because it might not mean that that's what your body needs. And I think that's what really gave me the empowerment to do what I do, that if I can't get it wrong if the body is giving me the answers. Follow me, Jules? Like, it doesn't matter what great grandmother comes to me and says, release abandonment from Jules. Well, it doesn't mean that you don't have abandonment, but you know what? If I take the order that your subconscious gives me, that it's willing to do, your body will always trust me. And I can release abandonment within that paradigm, right? Within that structure. And so it gives me the confidence that I can't do it wrong. So the first thing then as an empath and navigating the world right now is you need to identify when it's yours and when it isn't. And so it's a practice you have to get into, right? Because we all are in this learning time. Even me, we all are in a time of what's here for me. And so when your energy drops and you're aware that maybe it shows up that you're tired at 2 p.m, okay, well, maybe you were eating sugar earlier. So you kind of have to identify what's triggering energy drop. But what I want you to do is just pause for a couple minutes and ask yourself out loud. There is a power to speaking out loud, by the way. And I'll tell you why. It activates the neural pathways in your brain. It gets you out of that subconscious. You have to hear yourself. And the other thing it does is you do have guardian angels around you, whether you are aware of it or not. They are there. They're assigned to you. It's it's part of their mission. You know, we go through different stages, and they are 9 times out of 10 relatives. That doesn't mean like a grandma. It could literally mean somebody 10 generations back. Our bloodline is very important to us. It's one of the reasons you chose to come through the parents that you did. It's not necessarily for your parents. It could have been, but it is the bloodline that it's associated with. Okay. The friends that you had there and the gifts and talents that you inherit. So speaking out loud gives them permission to help you. You don't give them permission. They can only do so much for you. So I want you to say this. This might be something to write down. Is this mine or someone else's? Is this mine or someone else's? Now, empaths are intuitive. And you have to start playing that intuitive game and trusting it. Is this mine or someone else's? You're going to hear someone else's. You're going to know that it's someone else's most often. And then what you do is you create a visual for yourself. And one of my favorites is imagine a big giant screen, like a big window screen, but this is gold. And this screen is magical. And you're going to walk through the screen and all of your energy is going to be cleared when you walk through it of everything that is not yours. And so what you say is, in love and gratitude, I am clearing all that is not mine, and you walk through the screen. And then you might walk backwards through the screen, right? Just making sure that everything has been zapped, transmuted, and eliminated from your energy field. Now your energy field goes to the end of your middle fingers on each hand. So if you were to extend your hand like you're doing a cheerleading thing, or you're getting ready to do a jumping jack, but your arms are straight out on each side, pretty much that's how far it extends. So put your hands in front of your heart like you're a child praying, and then push your hands out like you're doing a breaststroke in a swimming pool, and then stop. And there's your energy field. Now walk through the screen. Mm-hmm. You'll feel better. You'll feel lighter. And what this does it tells your body, that isn't mine, and I'm letting it go. And so your subconscious has something to work with. We can't just say, okay, release what isn't mine. Yeah, the brain doesn't work that way. It needs an action item.
I have personally played with this screen before, and I would agree. It's not just like, oh, I'm freaking out. Yeah, go away. Need that action item. And so much goodness that you're sharing with us. And, you know, curious if you'd like to lead us and those that haven't experienced your work into some kind of clearing.
Sure. I think it would be fair to say that most people, and you tell me your feedback here, Jules, are experiencing some form of anxiety. Right.
I would agree. We were talking about this before we jumped in. I was like, man, this full moon is really.
Oh my gosh. Right.
In addition to everything else.
And poor impasse. It's like we have this connection to the moon and its cycle, and this moon is in Scorpio, and it's like, oh my gosh, the intensity of it. Yeah. So I'll include so we can get some deep REM sleep. Yeah. So I will just intuitively connect with the collective here. All right. As people are listening to it, I'm going to say there's one time you have to speak up, well, maybe twice, okay, in the beginning and the end, where I connect to 100% spirit, 100% source, and then I ask for your permission. This is important for your subconscious, so just answer yes out loud. I will guide you in that. And then at the very end, I like to integrate it, because what that does is it solidifies and it gives your body action, right, and the subconscious, okay, I've taken this in and I'm owning it. And I'll have you speak that out loud, but I'll guide you through that process too. All right.
Perfect.
So get into a comfortable position, preferably with your feet on the floor. All right. It's a process for the body to be grounded. So in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor, close your eyes and just lean your head back a little bit and look up above you about 300 feet. That's your higher self space. That's source energy. And I want you to reach up with your right hand straight above your head. Open and close your hand. And as you pull your arm back down to your side, sense, feel, and imagine that you are pulling heaven's energy with beautiful gold flecks down into the top of your head, down into your crown chakra. And we're going to bring this beautiful energy all the way through your body, all the way down into your feet. Now sense, feel, and imagine that you have spiritual roots extending down from your feet all the way down deeper and deeper into Mother Gaia. There you go. Down into her beautiful crystalline energy, you now are bringing up her grounded healing back up into the roots, back up into the bottom of your feet, back up into your legs. And you feel this mixing with heaven's energy, bringing balance and harmony into the central nervous system as it wraps around the organs and the tissues of your body into every cell, coming all the way up through your throat and your third eye, all the way back up, connecting through your crown chakra to your higher self. Now take a deep breath in and hold it. And as you exhale, sense, feel, and imagine that you are sliding, like on a slide, all the way down into your heart. There you go. And as you slide down on this exhale, you're dropping down into your heart space where you're centered, and you're landing in a beautiful lotus flower. It's a crystalline amethyst lotus flower that activates healing in all areas of your life. Beautiful. Now, accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul. If you are in agreement with me connecting and releasing, say yes out loud. Releasing this feeling deep within you of precariousness, the feeling of precariousness from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian, the feeling of not being grounded, not being secure, releasing precariousness as a form of anxiety, releasing anxiety over little things and big things, releasing anxiety over real and imagined things, releasing the anxiety of unknowing, the feeling of what if, releasing anxiety from your central nervous system, releasing anxiety from the small intestines and the large, pulling this anxiety out from your gut. Releasing anxiety as a form of body talk. Body, you are no longer allowed to talk through anxiety as a form of identifying or body talk language. Releasing the anxiety of the world at large. Releasing anxiety around jobs and opportunities and the lack thereof. Releasing inherited scarcity. Releasing this inherited scarcity as a scarcity of money right now, a scarcity of income coming in, releasing the scarcity of opportunities to get out in the world in a bigger way, releasing the scarcity of opportunities for job, and releasing this fear, the fear of what's next, this fear of unknowing, and the fear of that triggers the precariousness and the anxiety in this. Beautiful release happening. There we go. Also releasing scarcity around love. Releasing scarcity as a feeling of not being accepted in love. Releasing scarcity of love in your life. Releasing the block of scarcity that's preventing you from going deeper within the connections with people that you have now. Releasing the scarcity of opportunities to get out and be social. The trigger of scarcity where you're not able to be social. And there we go. Releasing the scarcity even of time because of the feeling of being controlled in what you are allowed to do. So releasing the icky feeling of being controlled and the feeling of not having control of your life. You see how it's both? So releasing this feeling of not having control over your life, your situation, and what you want to do. And releasing the feeling of being controlled by leaders and those in authority. There we go. So now releasing with love and gratitude this feeling of being trapped and stuck right now. There we go. Releasing the energetic connection, and pause here for a moment, and I want you to imagine that your connection with the moon, the full moon, comes right into your heart space. You have this energetic attachment to the moon energy, and I want you, at the count of three, to take this cord, and you're going to pull it out. It doesn't mean that you won't have a beautiful relationship with the moon, but it will lessen the effects of the full moon on your energy system and the intensity of it. So here we go. One, two, three. Reach up with both hands and pull out the energetic cording to Mother Moon. There we go. Now, I want you to pretend that it's a long rope, and I want you to snap that rope, all right? And when you do that and you snap it, it just unplugs it from the moon also. This will allow you to enjoy the moon for her beauty and her influence in your life without the intensity. There we go. So now, releasing the pattern of not sleeping, not getting deep REM sleep because of the energetic connection to the moon, as you are no longer attached in that way, and activating deep REM sleep with the conscious, the subconscious, and all of your energy system within your body, allowing this healing to occur. There we go. All right. A little bit more. Releasing the feeling of having limitations on you, too many limitations, and the fear of making a mistake, the fear that your transformation, that you'll make a mistake and not do it right. So releasing the perfectionism and the false belief that you must know the end from the beginning. Releasing the need to know all the steps to get where you need to go. That's counterproductive. And replacing this, that you activating the trust within you to know that each step is a process of transformation and that it is in your divine right to take action in your life right now, to take action and to explore and to learn and to know and trust that good things are happening for you. It is in your divine right to be a receiver of positive energy. So activating an increase of self-confidence, activating abundance, financial abundance, abundance of belief in yourself, abundance of love, activating an expansion of time for you to accomplish the things and your hopes and your dreams. Beautiful shift happening here. Replacing this that you might feel empowered and brave. You are fully supported on both sides of the veil to activate your guardian angels and ask them for help, bringing to remembrance that you do have loved ones on both sides and that you are supported, activating your ability to be decisive and to trust your decisions, trust your intuition. There you go. And to know that your life has a purpose. One more thing. Releasing the energetic attachments to the opinions and judgments of others, clearing the fear of rejection, the fear of criticism, and replacing this that you might be thicker skinned against the opinions and judgments, that you might take action in your life, action in transformation to be your highest and best self. There you go. Now, let's activate this. So repeat after me. I completely integrate the new awarenesses and insights that have been made in this session. A little bit more. It is in my divine right to live this life financially abundant, in my life purpose, with love and balance. There we go. I'll take it from here. Connecting your heart, mind, body, and soul. Anchoring your soul into your physical body that you feel connected and whole. Raising your vibration to the high vibration of love, the high vibration of trust, the high vibration of money flow, that you might have clarity and insight to see opportunities, activating productive motivation, activating your ability to take action in income producing activities, action to transform your life, that you might know that having a positive mindset serves your highest good. There you go. And that your soul is allowed to be happy and in life purpose, present tense and in the future. And so it is. All right, everyone. Beautiful work. Take a breath in as you bring your awareness back to your breath. There you go. And you are complete.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Lisa Thomas, everyone, thank you. I love every time I get to experience your work and in a podcast on Conventional Lifers. What a treat. So we are just about to wrap up here, but before we do, I know you've got an amazing giveaway, and I also know Unconventional Lifers, if you enjoyed what we just did, I know this is just the tip of the iceberg of the work that you do, both in group and with individuals. So tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of our listeners.
I have a couple. I have a giveaway around money, and it's a 30-day program, and we can make it available both ways. We can make it available at a reduced price for your audience, and we can also, I'd love to give it away and have somebody experience it. So we inherit money blocks, by the way. We inherit this, like I said, at no fault of our own. So there's three audios. There's 3 hours of clearing. And the first audio is releasing inherited money blocks. The second audio is around how we honor our money, because this comes around, we learn behaviors, what we hear at the dinner table, our belief system and our worthiness of money. It clears that. And the third audio is about attracting money. Now, in each one of the autos, I'm going to replace it to attract money. So from the very beginning, we're going to be activating this. But the third one is all about attracting money and opportunities. It is a 30-day program. I really want to help you. Don't get hung up in the fact that they are an hour long. Just know that they're transformational. So the key here is I take you through a grounding exercise, and then I take you through a visualization. And this is a money garden that you're creating in this visualization. It's important you do the visualization the first time you listen to each audio, because that's what gets your subconscious on board with accepting positive change. If you skip this part, it just won't integrate as well. Then the third part is I go into the releasing pattern. It's a little bit different than what I did today, because in the audio of healing, I need to get your brain on board. So I'm speaking out loud a question, like what needs to be released to allow more money to flow, or what needs to be released to clear the belief that I'm undeserving of money. I state that to get your subconscious working on something. Maybe that question won't be applicable to you. It won't matter by the time you get to this part of the clearing, because your subconscious will find wherever that word comes up. So let's say you already make good money and you don't feel like you win this and you don't have a money issue. Well, I promise you, you can always make more. I promise you that. And so maybe maybe scarcity will show up. Scarcity is the word, it'll show up in like, you have an imbalanced life. So you have a scarcity of balance in your life. Your subconscious knows what you need, and it will find that word, that vibration, and it will release it in your life. So my point here is, don't get hung up on that it's 30 minutes or an hour. You do not have to sit there for an hour. You don't have to be in meditation Zen mode, but you do have to keep me plugged into your ears so you can listen to it and go to sleep. You can begin that process and go for a walk. You can go hiking. Just download it to your phone, okay, or your device. If you are an Apple user, you'll need to download it to your computer and transfer it over to your phone. Yeah, I use it for brain hacking. Yeah. But the point is that don't complicate it. And you will feel it. You will feel this. They are very powerful. So you cannot listen to them more than once every 2 days. So you're going to calendar this. But the program comes with directions and an email reminder. So you get set up in the full system.
Mm-hmm. Such a generous offer on Conventional Lifers. If you would like to win or apply to win that giveaway, please head over to unconventionallifeshow.com. Click on the giveaway tab. And I know, Lisa, as you mentioned, you know, for everyone, if you'd like to take advantage of that, you'll be offering that at a discounted rate. And so we'll also put that on the website.
That's perfect. Because when I speak in public, and you know this, Jules, you've heard me speak, it's a $500 program. But I really want to help people. And so I'm going to reduce it as a bonus, right, to $197. And I think I just want to help people. So I'm happy to do that for your tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Unconventional Lifers, head over to unconventionallifeshow.com to get all of that information. And Lisa, I know you've also got such a plethora of resources on your website, plenty of articles and all kinds of things. For those that want to check you out a bit more and, you know, get those resources and stay in touch, what's the best place for them to do all those things?
Lisa Thomas Energy Healing. It'll take you right to my website. There's a big video. It's actually under construction, but right now there's a video in the beginning, so you'll know it's the right one. People are welcome to go there. They can get on there for a 15-minute assessment from me. But I also have something really for this time, Jules. Do we want to talk about that?
Sure.
Yeah. So normally I don't make two offers when I do podcasts, if I even do, because I really am about educating people to bring to their awareness. But I really believe that the time we're in is, like I said, it's a spiritual awakening. It's a transformation. And we all have things we want to transform. And so I created a program with a woman by the name of Amelia and Antoinette. And she is a behavioral therapist or science. I mean, she's amazing at behavioral, human behavior is the word I was looking for. And we created a 5-week program where we are teaching this live, and it's to step into your highest and best self, because everybody might be thinking right now, as we have been in isolation, you know, will things ever really go back the way they were? Or am I working with the right company and with the right people? What choices have I made in the past? And where do I want to take that? Where am I not seeing life, right? Because we know for sure that in every crisis, there's a challenge, but there's always an opportunity. And so what we're doing is we're setting up this 5-week program, and we're going to be looking at who you are. And so there's two things you're going to get right off the top. And one of them is the Genius Key Report. And this is a combination of, and Jules, I think you've done this Genius Key.
I have.
Yeah. And it's absolutely amazing, where it takes numerology and astrology, and it gives you truly your blueprint. Okay. And then you're going to get an epigenetic gap analysis, where you're going to figure out, okay, well, what's in my epigenetics that I want to be transformed? I am going to be doing life clearings on here, but we also want to educate you. So we can send a link here, Jules, but every one of these modules that we are teaching live, this is not an evergreen program. You get us both, where you're going to define your mission. You're going to understand your money. You're going to say, if I could have a career, what would that be? And what would that look like? And what's the relationship I want with that? And in my life, what's my priority? And we're going to help you manifest your highest and best self. We, have some guest experts we're going to bring in. And it's 5 weeks. You get 3 options on what day you want to choose. And the best part, okay, is we made it very affordable. It's only $497. Where when we originally began to create this program, it wasn't for this time. We were going to launch it within 6 months of when we started to create it. But we realized where we are right now, that we really want to help more people. So what was going to be a $1,500 program, we made it, you know, so affordable, and you can even make 2 payments with it. But it's a great way to get our expertise, and a great way really to step into transformation and identify that, and then have that support that you need. I really want to throw that out there as a great way to change right now.
Yeah, transition into 2020, the 2020 none of us all expected, and we'll all remember. And we'll put that information, Unconventional Lifers, up at the website at unconventionallifeshow.com for anyone to take advantage of that. And Lisa, as we wrap up here, my last question for you is, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
I love that. It means stepping through uncomfortability. Because if we stay with tradition, then we hide when we are uncomfortable and we don't take action. But when you can embrace being uncomfortable and then know that there is another side, when you push through that uncomfortability, you will be living an unconventional life, because you're going to be living life the way you want to do it, not the way that the world defines it.
Yes. So good. Lisa Thomas, everyone. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, leading us through this incredible healing, the giveaway, the offering,
absolutely,
all the things. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, Jules, I love and adore you. I love everything that you represent. I love your and respect your vulnerability, your open, loving heart, and your ability to help guide people through change and transformation yourself. I have the greatest respect and love for you, dear one.
Thank you, Unconventional Lifers. Thanks for being a part of this special episode today. Go ahead and check out the website at unconventionallifeshow.com, and we'll have more amazing goodness coming at you all soon. Thanks so much, everyone.